Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Welcome in. This is always a fun time of year to me. Maybe a lot more fun in the past than recently, but free agency is, I mean, right up neck and neck with the NFL draft. Justin Pawlowski here. Appreciate you once again clicking and paying that extra $10. Like I said, if you're going to buy a magazine for $7 or $8, and these magazines are so outdated, why not pay for something that's going to be consistently updated on a daily basis? And that's what I bring to you, not to mention with a buck spin. That's how we do things. Now, speaking of that, free agency. So far, not as glamorous as I think some people want it to be. Not as exciting as I think some people want it to be. You know, some people stay up till all hours of the night of free agency, just to see what goes down. And unfortunately for them, not much recently. In the past, it's always been fun. It's the first time teams can talk to specific players. I've talked about how the franchise tag has hurt that. By franchising average players, it takes those players off the market. Less players moving around to different teams. Some people like that. I don't. I think it takes away from the experience of free agency. However, free agents do come and they go and they move around from team to team. And with that, with each move that's made, not only do we figure out exactly, you know, what team got what player, but we find out, let's say an example, for example, Albert Haynesworth. The two teams that were vying for his services were the Washington Redskins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm not saying this is a shock by any means, but what it tells me is that the Redskins, they got their guy. They don't have any need at defensive tackle anymore. So I think when you look at the draft and the Redskins picking at 13, I don't see them maybe reaching on a Pariah Jerry. Or if a B.J. Raji falls, I don't see them going that way. You already have a lot of money invested in that position. You go in another direction, more than likely offensive line. What it tells me about the team that missed out on that defensive tackle is that they are looking for that type of player, for that position. That's an area of need that they themselves have pretty much told me. Now, it's no surprise that the Bucs need a defensive tackle. I'm just using this as an example. The Bucs going full court press to get Albert Haynesworth and miss out. So what does that mean? That means they're on the lookout for a defensive tackle to come in. So that is an area of need for them. Let's say a team that loses specific players. The Tennessee Titans, they lose Albert Haynesworth. All of a sudden, Albert Haynesworth going to the Redskins, that means the Titans need a defensive tackle. And a defensive tackle late in round one, if Pariah Jerry were to fall, how about an Evander Hood out of Missouri? Could they reach on him late in the first round? This is going to shake things up. The Baltimore Ravens losing Bart Scott to the New York Jets. Well, I thought the Jets might be looking at an inside linebacker. Now that they signed Bart Scott and they already have David Harris there, I don't see them going inside linebacker. That affects who they might take in the draft. Now, on the flip side of that, the Ravens need linebackers. And I think they're going to go out and they're going to get them. I don't think they'll get them in the first round. I think you also need a corner there if you're John Harbaugh, who was a defensive backs coach. But later on, it would not surprise me one bit. Maybe a Scott McKillop from Pitt to come in and play that type of defense, physical defense. So just a couple of the moves that have come down that really have opened the eyes of some people. Stacey Andrews leaves the Bengals, going to the Eagles. The Eagles needed a tackle. Is he going to play tackle? Is he going to play guard? Either way, they get Sean Andrews' brother and Stacey Andrews, but the Bengals now lose another offensive lineman. I think that's one of their biggest area of needs. And when you talk about affecting the draft, some people think the Bengals, if Crabtree is there, Michael Crabtree, the receiver from Texas Tech, if he's there, they'll take him. But with now them losing Stacey Andrews, who was, by the way, their franchise player last year, why, I don't know. But with them losing Stacey Andrews, that hurts their offensive line. And having a top draft pick like they have, I believe, sixth overall, if a Eugene Monroe is there, a Jason Smith is there, maybe a Michael Oher, but I wouldn't say Andre Smith. We're going to talk about him later in the week. Was he a combine winner or a combine loser? Andre Smith, we're talking about. And also free agency comes about trades. And now we talked about it yesterday in yesterday's podcast, but with Matt Castle going to the Chiefs, Chiefs don't need a quarterback anymore. Hey, by the way, the Bucs, who traded for Kellen Winslow, they don't need a tight end anymore. So those areas of need get crossed out. That helps me in putting together my mock draft, and hopefully it helps you in understanding not just what the Bucks need, because the exciting part about the draft is we can focus on the Bucks all you want, but in the end, it's what the other teams do that set up the Buccaneers at the number 19th pick. That's why the draft is so exciting. And not only, I do want to thank you for coming to JoeBucksFan.com, but also don't forget, check out my webpage at 620WDAE.com, keyword blitz, as the union, the marriage of me to Joe Bucks fan. It's a hell of a reception, and the reception goes on for the next couple of months. Once again, thank you for tuning in to today's rough draft. Yeah, that's what we're calling it, a rough draft, because every draft from here on out is going to be rough until we get to draft day, and that's when we finally get to our final draft and the final results of what happened come draft day. Once again, I'm Justin Pulaski. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the sports animal.